President Xanana Gusmão says he will submit his resignation to Parliament on Friday unless Mari Alkatiri relinquishes his role as the country's prime minister. The political brinksmanship follows an outbreak of violence in East Timor's capital, Dili, last month. 21 people were killed during street battles between rival factions, and tens of thousands fled the chaos. Mr. Gusmão says Mr. Alkatiri may have helped the rebel groups who are blamed for starting the violence, and earlier this week called for his resignation. Haryadi Wirjawan, head of Department of International Relations at the University of Indonesia, says violence between East Timor's rival factions would erupt again if Mr. Gusmão followed through with his threat.
If he did so, if he did resign, then the country will be plunged into really a turmoil. It will be a chaos. Either the elite, which doesn't really like to see Mari hang on the power, will do something to ensure that he will resign. But it will be very difficult for the country to be reunited.
On Thursday, the ruling Fretilin Party refused to support Mr. Gusmão's call for Mr. Alkatiri's resignation. Later in the day, in a report by the Portuguese news agency Lusa, Mr. Alkatiri was quoted as saying he would not step down. But Professor Wirjawan says President Gusmão's stature could be decisive in the political battle between the two men.
Xanana is a very respected leader of the country. And it also proves that the pressure on Mari to resign is a very serious one. I don't see that there's reason for Mari to resist this pressure.
Mr. Alkatiri came under criticism last month after he fired 600 military personnel who claimed they were discriminated against. One of the disaffected soldiers, a former resistance fighter, has since implicated the prime minister in a plot to assassinate political opponents. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.